Computer. If you
Can you
listen
hear
to
me
Irish
okay
Radio
now?
Candid, you listen to Irish Radio Candid Home and Abroad and catching up with Will Peat in Toronto on the Canada Ireland Foundation and the Corlick Centre. And we're coming into that time of the year where we Irish celebrate our own festival, Bealtaine. And Bealtaine, our year is 1st of February, 1st of May, Lunasa in August, and then winter starting in November. And Bealtaine is kind of where the lights come back on, the clouds clear, and Canada Ireland Foundation is celebrating it, has put it as part of its annual calendar with a series of events, and Will is going to fill us in on that. Will, thanks a million for coming back. You're all geared up and ready to go.
Of course. Great to see you again, Austin. Thank you so much for having me on. Lovely to be able to talk to your listeners. And yeah, we're getting all excited. As you said, the light's coming back on. We can see there's a bit of a grand stretch in the evenings, and the weather is beginning to thaw, though not nearly as much as I would like it. I have one of those apps. Microsoft sends me photographs from previous years, and I'm able to see my little balcony drenched in sun in years gone by, which is certainly not the case today. But it's all looking very good and very bright down at the Corlick for sure.
Now, we'll talk a bit about the Corlick shortly, but before we do, the festival events that you've lined up, the big day for us is normally the 1st of May, but you're holding out until a little later in the month and you're straddling into June. Have you a logic for that to start with?
Yeah, well, I mean, we definitely took a little bit of a laissez-faire attitude when it came to the exact dates. There was two things. We wanted to symbolically link them to the harvest festivals and to have that connection to Ireland. But of course, they're not actually harvest festivals. These are festivals for artistic programming, and there are realities within that as well that we wanted to conform to. So I think the Lunasa Festival even is going to be a little bit further away than the Bealtaine Festival is. At least that starts in the same month. But it's to do with timing, what's going on in the city of Toronto, when people like to come to things. So we've attached them as close as we can to those dates, but certainly we've, as I said, we've taken them as an inspiration, not as a matter of fact when it comes to the exact dates.
And the festival this year, you're going to be able to put the performances into the Corlick.
Yeah, and that is part of it. So probably next year we'll bring it a bit earlier. So we'll be a bit closer in May, or certainly early on in May. The expectation is a lot of May is taken up. So again, just with the practical realities, the building is going gangbusters. I was down there yesterday. There was about 20 people on site, busy being away, getting the building up. The tiling is going in, the lights are going in, the plumbing is going in. It's all going, but it wouldn't have been ready for the start of May. Just, I suppose, to set expectations, we are full court press for the Bealtaine Festival from May 19th onwards, but the building will not be fully complete. This is very much a soft launch. The main auditorium, we've privileged that construction, so that's where people will be able to engage with and enjoy the building. The West Wing, which is where the conference rooms, community spaces and all that are, won't be ready until kind of closer to July. But very much looking forward to finally welcoming the public down to the Corlick this time next month. So I think it's about 3.5 weeks away.
That's all. And you're going to open up with chicken?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah,
you're not chickening out on that one.
We're definitely not chickening out on that. No, absolutely. So really excited about that piece. It's a lovely, lovely fringe piece. I will be honest, it's the first one I've not seen. It's the only one I've not seen in this festival. But our programming director, Beatrice, was very keen when she saw it last year. It is a fringe show. It's something to very much change people's perception of theatre. It's quite different. It is beautiful. I hear the suit, which is of a chicken, is absolutely spectacular. It's a real theatre insider's beautiful visual and artistic piece. We then kind of go a little bit back to normacy with Bello, which is a kind of a modern take on that long story of traditional music and how people dedicate their lives to it. And physically, actually, there's a whole part on, because he plays the accordion, one side of his body is a lot stronger than the other. So physically, mentally, how much the music has changed the main character in it. So that's a beautiful, beautiful piece. We're then delighted to just announce recently that we will also be doing a co-production with the Illuminato Theatre Festival, and that's Masterclass, which comes after Bello. And then sneaking in between, we have You'll See, which is a kids focused education around Ulysses, but I would advise any adult to go see it as well, because it's a really fun way of understanding what happened in that book. I would consider myself a decent reader. I do like to pick up a book and read. I have tried twice or three times with Ulysses and find myself waking up in a pool of my own drool, having tried for 2 hours to get into that book. But this one will at least allow you to get a bit of a cheat code, so you can tell people what the book is all about, and you learn it in a fun and innovative way.
Fantastic. Now, let's put dates on this, because you're going to launch on May 21st, and Chicken is running May 21, 24, and then I see you have Billow, and that's May 27 to 30, and June 3 to 6 for Masterclass, and then June 6 and 7 for the Ulysses for Children, and that's with Branner. And you've had Branner over before. They've come across the ocean from Galway previously.
They have. No, I don't think they've worked with us before, but oh, excuse me, sorry, I'm thinking of Bello, this wrong B. So Branner, yes, we brought them over last year for the inaugural Bealtaine Theatre Festival for a beautiful piece they've done called Grand Soft Day. And actually they're going to be working with YPT, the Young People's Theatre in Toronto, next year for another piece they have as well, which they're bringing over. And they've performed in Ottawa, they've performed in BC before, so they know Canada well. They're easily the most renowned children's focused theatre in Ireland, and actually Ireland is a shining light of children's theatre around the world. We would have a huge respect and kudos in that area, and Branner are the best at it. And as you said, based out in Galway, it's quite interesting to go to their studio, because it's in the middle of an industrial estate and it's very prosaic on the outside, and then you walk into the most magical, wonderful world you could ever wish to experience going in. The closest thing to being a child going to Disneyland is being an adult going to Branner Studio. It's a real treat, and their performances are just spectacular. I was never a kid going to see them. I've seen them all as an adult, and I find the world that they managed to create just absolutely sublime. I have seen You'll See, and they've done it there again. The actor who it takes you on that journey has the most amount of charm and intrigue you've ever seen. The books they use, they have these four giant pop-out books with little puppets in them that they work with, and it allows for kids to be taken into a world in a safe and a comforting way, but they then really tell them a great story, and they teach them how to learn with these things. So they're not simplistic. Obviously, Ulysses, no one is going to attack Ulysses in too simplistic of a way. So they don't denigrate kids in terms of their intelligence. So they give them a complicated story, but in a way that is kind and engaging and artistic as well. So it's wonderful to see.
So, just for this festival alone, I know that there's an opportunity if anyone wants to get a family pack, it's a four pack for 110. So you're facilitating individual or bundling as well. And what is your capacity going to be, and what in the core, like when in the performance space?
Yeah, so for a performance like this, we will have a riser system installed that allows you to have the rate seating that you would see in a regular theatre. That reduces the capacity to about 120. If we were doing it just with flat seats on the plane, that would increase to about 140. And then if we're doing, say, a music, as you and I were speaking previously, a music night and standing, that's about 200, between 240 to 250 standing. So they're the various capacities. But for this festival, as I said, we will be using the riser system. So that's about 120 we'll be able to see each performance. So the performances are quite short. They're 3 or 4 days each. So it's about 400 or 500 people will be able to see each performance. This is not something that everyone will get to see. It is wonderful Irish theatre. We have spent years handpicking the right things that we think the audience will respond to. I think you can see by the differences in them. We have created pieces that are just very artistic and fringy and beautiful. We have a lovely piece that is very much looking at Irish tradition. We have a kids focused piece, and then we have one that looks at women's place in modern society through masterclass. So we try to, have a variance of theme, a variance of capacity as well, and, somewhat hopefully something for everyone to come and engage with and enjoy. But if you're a theatre lover or just enjoy what we do as a foundation, and I hope there are many people out there who do like what we do, the bundle package of four is a very good way to just have consistency, to get a bit of a discount, and to come and see everything and enjoy and see that difference we've created through those different pieces of art.
And for full details, always you can go to CanadaIrelandFoundation.com. This is probably where you're going to get all the details, and you get tickets there and all the social media organized places as well, the platforms. You can find links and links over to and from, which is wonderful. Will, great catching up, which I know you and I want to, we'll be talking again as the year goes on, because I'm certainly looking forward to seeing how the programming pans out. And as various things are happening, I hope we can stay up to date and we help in any way we can spread the message.
Absolutely. Always a pleasure chatting to you, Austin. And I hope this next interview we do will be down at the Corlick in the space with the sun shining. So looking forward to welcoming you down there soon.
Well, we might be there in June.
Wonderful, wonderful. Looking forward to that.